And now joining us is Flora Lichtman. Hi, Flora.
Hi, Ira.
A multimedia editor with our video pick of the week. And it's topical, of course.
Well, I was jealous. You guys are going to do a year in review. I want to do a little year in review. The interesting thing about the video year in review is that the stories are, they're like the hidden gems of science news, because what makes a good, an interesting thing to watch isn't necessarily the biggest science story of the year. So, for example, I thought some of the most amazing footage that came out of the journals, no less, were these European catfish that beach themselves on the riverbank and eat pigeons.
See, if you missed that one, now's your chance.
I'll take it over lolcats anytime.
Catfish,
well, it's cats.
You,
right, exactly.
Yeah, cat, on the catfish internet. Better than lolcats.
It's the word, search for the word cat.
So there were countless, you know, good animal tales. There was also the thing about how cucumber tendrils curl.
Beautiful video.
That was beautiful.
Gorgeous video.
How about the spinning egg?
My favorite.
And this is your favorite. The engineers that spun an egg in milk and looked at it with high-speed video, and they noticed that the milk climbs up the side of the egg and spins off. Mm-hmm. And they tried to understand, you know, physically what was going on there. Beautiful video. Also, again, you may not see it on the front of the Science Times, but fascinating.
Yeah, and it's our video. And how many did you put together? You put together how many are in that video?
Many.
Many, many.
Many, many.
Many, many, many. At least a dozen or more.
Certainly,
two dozen.
Yes.
In the videos, our video pick of the week up on our website at sciencefriday.com. And Flora took her favorites of the year. You enhanced them a little bit. You have a little bit of a what? And how did you narrate these?
You're betraying my nerdiness. It's rhyming. I don't want to say poem. I think that would be far too generous. But it is a lot of near rhymes. You know, it's funny. When I think I hit my pinnacle of nerdiness, I just dig a little deeper, and I find that I can just, they're untapped wells in
because
me.
Because you turn into a Benji instead of a nerd.
Finding transcendence into the Benji world.
That's
so
right.
there are really some great moments. Also, Felix Baumgartner, when he jumped, we didn't talk about that.
No. That was an amazing video.
But that was just incredible to watch. And someone tweeted us earlier that, you know, they watched it live over their cell phone. And even as a 28-year-old, the technology, seeing that feed live into your phone, wherever you are walking down the street, was a very 2012 moment.
Well, on your phone that probably had more capability than whatever Neil Armstrong, you know, rest in peace, now had in 1969, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Right. Right, and
I mean, traveling more than Mach 1, you know, Mach 1.4 or something, going to that is extraordinary, and then capturing it the whole way was really something.
And we also had all those shuttles that were flying over all those cities.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, that was an interesting thing, the visuals of seeing the shuttles very close to Earth, flying over Hollywood, flying over New York. We had people send us those pictures, and they're on our website, and they're in this video montage as well.
When I heard about the shuttles finding new homes, I said, why don't they keep one flying? They can move it as an exhibit around the country. Keep it on the back of that 747. Why do you have to go to five cities or whatever? Have one still mobile, and you can fly it around the exhibit area.
Great idea.
I don't know.
I live a block from the Intrepid, so I'm glad there's one over there.
It's cheap for me to say that because I'm not paying the bill, but, you know, I think a flying exhibit like that would be great.
On the other hand, you know, great opportunity for a tour around the U.S.
There you go.
Speaking of shuttles, does anyone remember the story of the teenager who sent a Lego shuttle to space? Also produced some really beautiful video and was internet driven and funded. Speaking of crowdsourcing and the power of Twitter,
is there anything we can't do with Legos? I mean, it's just
if you're
amazing.
A teenager, so sorry, I think
amazing.
There's maybe nothing.
It was amazing video. You did that when it came out, and it's also on this week, part of the montage. This teenager who floated, you can see the horizon, you see the Earth. It's a Lego in space. It's amazing.
Let us end. I want to know what we missed. You know, because this is what I spend most of my time doing. Leave us a comment. Tell us what your top picks for science video was this year.
And what you might like to see. It's our video pick of the week up on our website at sciencefriday.com. And also you can download, of course, on your mobile app if you want to take it along with you. Thank you, Flora.
Thank you, Ira.
Flora Lichtman, our video editor, our multimedia editor. We've run out of time. Well, boy, that went by fast. I hope the new year doesn't go by that fast. Thank you for taking time to join us today, Mariette DeChristina, editor-in-chief of Scientific American and senior vice president there. Ivan Aransky, executive editor at Reuters Health. He's also co-founder of the Retraction Watch blog. Mark Freunfelder, co-founder of Boing Boing and editor-in-chief of Make Magazine. Happy New Year to you all.
Happy New Year.
See you here next year.
Thanks so much.
Thanks again.